This is episode number 1939 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Human males have the largest junk of any primates. I'm not making this up. I'm reading this cold. In fact, the average chimpanzee is only half the size of the average human.
I was not expecting that.
Well, me either.
That was random. Congratulations.
It's random. BMW had to recall their GPS navigation system in Germany in the 90s because German men refused to take directions from a female voice. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I wonder how they're doing with Siri over there.
Well, you can make Siri a different voice.
Oh, no, that's true. Mine's a guy. Mine's a dude.
Mine's an Australian guy.
Yeah, mine's got
an accent.
He's
from down under.
If you took all the cardboard that Amazon uses for shipping boxes in a year, this is sad, it could cover the entire U.S. around 2.5 times. Most of that is in my side yard, needing to be broken down from the pandemic. Safeway grocery stores once had a mandatory policy that employees had to smile and make eye contact with customers, but they canceled it after too many male customers thought the female employees were hitting on them.
Oh, good grief.
Because we men do that. Oh, wow. God, she's
men are such pervs.
Wow. There's a town called Zilwaukee in Michigan. The founders chose the name in 1848 to try to confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee, so they'd accidentally move there instead.
Well, and what year was this?
Zilwaukee, 1848, by God. There you go. That's some random facts right
there.
I mean,
it's not like you took a wrong turn in a horse-drawn carriage and got all the way to Zilwaukee and thought, huh, I must have taken a wrong turn.
There were no maps. I'm guessing
that's
there were no
maps. Big old difference.
There was no GPS because BMW had to recall it because there was a female voice on it.
That's true.
And that's some random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
They're COVID pants. Hey, Van Hunt.
I don't like him.
I don't like him. He's on your dirty list.
He's not dirty. I just don't like him.
He's on your bad list.
I don't even know who he is.
Satan's shoes list. He says his girlfriend, Halle Berry. Your honey bunny, has changed both his music and himself for the better.
I bet she could do that to a guy.
I bet she could. You think so?
Oh, yeah. She could change my life in a red hot minute. Life changing. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Van, that's right.
Van
not you, but
Hunt.
Van Hunt.
Yes.
Recently told Entertainment Tonight that he is a completely different person.
Oh, my.
And he thinks that their relationship has improved every aspect of his life. Isn't that just so touching?
Yeah, whatever.
So he was asked about the Valentine post that she had written him.
Uh-huh.
And so he was all smitten with it. But, you know, the most flattering thing that any man could ever say about any woman, he said, it was well written.
That's the most flattering thing anybody.
Which is...
Oh, I'm going to take that one. Hang on. Let me write that one down because I need that one. I'm in the doghouse.
Make sure
right
it was all well written.
It was well written, my dear.
And he went on to
say,
which at least that's what I like to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that people know that side of her because she can write as well.
Wow, she can write.
You guys are going to be surprised at all the things that she can do. So that's what Van was saying.
He was surprised at all the things she could do, and I'd like to find out all the things that
she
could do.
I'm sure you would.
I'd love to be surprised.
But that's a long way to go when someone says, hey, how about that Valentine post? They have a family ritual.
They have a family ritual?
Yeah.
What's that?
Him and Hallie. Little family there.
Yeah.
And kids.
Yeah.
They get together.
Yeah.
And just have a small acknowledgement of the day.
Wow.
They're way too good, aren't they?
Something's not right here.
Something's not right.
He's making this crap up. He may be making the whole thing up.
He's too zen.
Yeah, he's really zen, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with being zen.
No, nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
We're not zen. We're the furthest
thing
from it.
Well, I'm more zen when I'm not around you.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I will now take my toys and play elsewhere because Van Hunt is now in my space. Get him out. Get him out.
Well, I'm here. Lindsay Lohan, and she's in Dubai.
She's in Dubai?
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, you know, and I'm sure she's in no rush to come back to the U.S., and that's okay.
I don't think she's welcome in the U.S. I bet
she's
she doesn't
really
even
not
have a passport.
We'll keep Justin Bieber and have her stand.
Okay.
All right.
So Justin's Justin's kind of redeemed himself a little bit. Okay.
Kind of. But I like his music. So Lindsay Lohan is jumping on the non-fungible token in the craze that's going on, those NFTs, those darn NFTs.
NFTs, I'm telling you, we've got one here. So we'll sell it for one Bitcoin. That's all
old,
it takes.
Good old Lilo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's always hunting for some money.
Yeah, she's true.
Always hunting
that's
for some money. So she announced on Saturday on social media that her latest single, because she still hasn't given up this whole singing crap craze. God,
she's
please,
singing.
Please stop, Lindsay.
Oh, my.
It's being sold as an NFT on the Fans Forever digital platform.
Okay.
So she's going to record a song and try to sell it.
Wow.
On Bitcoin. Or,
Well, NFT.
NFT.
Yeah. Somebody's going to want that. You know, because it's like David Hasselhoff. The Germans love him. And nobody else does.
Well,
I know. The Germans love David Hasselhoff. Somebody in the world's got to love Lindsay Lohan.
So, because I know that you're going to rush right over to your phone or whatever and get
and buy this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Okay. Just
please
so.
Do. Oh, we already know about it? Is
well,
it recorded?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if it's recorded. It doesn't matter. You need to know.
I'm looking.
Coming straight out of a dream, Lullaby is an exclusive collaboration between Lindsay Lohan and Manuel Riva. Mm. And it's here to send you on a trip down memory lane and experience nostalgia all over again as you glance through the visuals. Be prepared to get lost in it for a never-before experience. Now, if you want to read the description of the track, you can go on to fansforever.io.
.io.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, Lindsay, they say that she has fully invested herself in dropping this song as an NFT with a sole objective of delivering a message of empowerment.
And making a big payday.
This just in the description, it says also, it's a catchy 3-minute dance song.
Wow. Do I want it? Is it worth 57 grand or whatever she's going to get for it?
Well, it's a message of empowerment. It'll take you on a little dream journey, and it's a pretty catchy 3-minute song when it comes down to it.
Okay. Well, golly. It's too bad we can't
sung
hear it.
Sung by Lindsay Lohan.
Too bad we can't hear it.
From Dubai. Previously from the United Kingdom.
Previously from Greece.
I wonder what accent she's speaking with now.
Yeah, I don't know. I
haven't
seen her.
There's no telling.
Yeah. It's a Dubai accent. Whatever that is. Maybe she's singing with it too. More Who Cares.
Oh, I can hear it in my head.
More.
I've never heard it, but I can hear it.
More Who Cares coming tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.